Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama. Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, just launched on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
Meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. As they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests, the staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards. Not everyone has what it takes.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
Feed us, Mother.
Hear my sinner's prayer.
Hear my sinner's prayer.
I'm who I am, and I don't want to break the heart of any other man but you, but you.
You are in Chromatica still.
I've been indoctrinated. I am a little monster through and through.
Put your paw up.
My paws, they're up.
Lara went to the Chromatica ball.
Success was had.
You found a way in.
I manifested.
You did.
A floor seat ticket sold to me at cost value.
Amazing.
Via a friend that was also in the section where all my other friends were.
Remarkable.
It was truly meant to be.
You just 2 days before were just, you were so certain and confident that you were going.
Mm-hmm. I was lamenting my lack of ticket, but also
you were like, I will
find
a way.
I was staring like a $500 to $600 ticket right in the eye.
Looking but camp.
Then I was looking expensive tickets right in the eye.
I
Tony,
didn't...
no.
I didn't have the same experience you did.
No, you certainly didn't.
I was offered
I tried many times to rope you in.
No, I was, I mean, I knew all along I wouldn't because of the commitment I had that night. Mm. But my best friend called me the morning of and said, I just scored 2 tickets. And I was like, fuck.
The entire universe was saying,
go
to Chromatica Ball.
But I was committed to doing a flash mob at a bar mitzvah. So I had been to a rehearsal. It was,
that's true commitment.
That was like, if you've gone to a rehearsal in near Culver City 3 weeks in advance on a Sunday evening.
You had your own Chromatica ball.
I did have a ball, and I did have a ball.
You said, I have actually a performance tonight.
And
myself,
I freaked it.
Mm-hmm.
I got a lot of messages. Thank you for the support. I posted on my story.
You gotta stop.
Yeah, please send him away from that area.
And I had a professional dancer message me saying, you're actually good.
I love.
So,
you nurture
know.
That.
Hang
on. Hey. You gotta just hear it.
Get him down.
Oh. No, I kind of do. I mean, I love to like.
You like to vogue. You like to dance.
I should nurture it.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun.
You're good at it.
Thanks.
It's a skill, a talent.
But yeah, I was having complete FOMO. I was having Lil Monster FOMO.
You should, because it was really fucking good.
She was the moment.
She was the moment.
She was the mother.
Talented.
Unique.
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 One of a kind. No one's doing
Another
it
club.
Like her. another club.
Not that was you.
That truly was me this weekend, and
I think you should tell the story.
Loved being surrounded not only by like girlies, but by gays that were also losing their fucking minds for Gaga.
They were lit.
There was one gay behind me. Like at one point, she had like a break between her songs, and I just heard him scream, "Feed us, mother!"
Yes.
Mother, feed us!
That's...
I was like, she's mother to these bitches.
It's like spiritual breastfeeding, in a way.
She feeds you. She feeds you gays.
She does.
She fed me too.
You were nurtured.
At one point she goes, and I love my LGBTQ plus community.
She does.
I know. I like her saying plus.
If there's anything you can't say, if there's anything you can say about Gaga, she loves her LGBT
plus. She does it for the gays.
But then you had
I had like so many moments. Like there was one just taking in the sheer volume of people in attendance, like 52,000 people all chanting for Stephanie and loving her. And I was like, Gaga really did that. Like, she was just an Italian American gal with a dream, and now she's like having people chant Gaga, Gaga.
Now she's having 50,000 people chanting feed us.
Mm-hmm. It's fucking cool. And so I got up on my chair at one point because she came to like the middle of the floor area where she did some like, she put on like a literal alien cockroach, like beetle mask hat headpiece.
Yes, she did.
And performed Shallow in deep, serious vibes.
When you texted me that she's doing Shallow, I literally was like, I can't even respond to this because I was so mad at you.
I wanted to like loop you in.
No, I get it. I appreciate it.
But she did that, and then she like did another song from Star Is Born, and then she did Born This Way, but started out on the piano and like then took it into like a full-blown like dance party. And I at that point was just standing on my chair like scream singing, fists pumping in the air and like loving it. And I hear this guy go, "Babe, babe," and kind of motioning at me, and I thought like I was about to get shamed or told like, please sit down, like you're too tall, like you're blocking, or like you're ruining the vibe. And I was like I was just preparing myself to get like I know. And he just goes, "Low timber," and I looked at him and clutched his hand like that meme of like the two muscle hands, and we looked right into each other's eyes and go, "Low timber."
That's rock star.
It was fucking rock star.
When you told me that last night, I literally had chills.
I was dead. I was like, this is the best night of my life.
To have that happen during Born This Way, which is like
one of my faves.
But like, what a power surge just witnessing her perform that song, and then a low timber moment. Like,
I know. There's nothing better.
I'm sorry, but our impact.
She goes,
My mama told me
when I was young, we're all born superstars.
She pulled my hair and my makeup on in the glass of her boudoir.
And then to like have it build, and I'm having chills again. It was just incredible. There were so many flame balls.
Oh, her.
Pyrotechnics were off the chain. It was so hot. It was pouring sweat.
Did she sing Alejandro?
No, I know.
Did she have a little fox eye going on?
She had like an eye makeup journey. But
House Labs.
She was sporting that House Labs eye makeup. I also had a moment where I was asking the guy next to him, it's like, is House Labs like where it's at? Like, what's going on? Do we trust it? Do we not? It's in Sephora now, maybe?
I don't know.
I never hear any influencers or anyone.
Yeah.
I've never even seen a product from House Labs recommended in a magazine or online, or like, I don't know who's using it.
I don't think it's like Fenty.
It's just little monster vibes.
Yeah.
Only.
I think it's like,
and I guess
Six
that's,
Flags.
That's probably enough to keep it.
I mean,
raking
I think she's
in the
good.
Dough. Yeah.
I think she's got like half a bill.
She had slicked back, platinum blonde, short bob. And I literally was like, I'm cutting my hair this like fall. She inspired me. And she was serving like a full slick back platinum energy.
That look you sent me when she was voguing a little, she was wearing like a silk, like midriff with silk harem pants and like a blazer.
Yeah.
Like, that fucking, that look is like.
That's when she did Babylon. She came out in that look and Babylon boots it down.
Babylon. Battle for Your Life. I love that song. Is this, it's literally so sounds good. Like Countess Luann.
Chromatica is just Chic C'est La Vie remixes.
It is.
Literally the whole thing.
Dun. That's dun, gossip. Dun, dun, dun. And who is she talking about?
All of us. I was like, she's talking about us. She's talking about Sex Unique Podcast.
That's Diana to us sending us a cease.
She goes, battle on.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Underwear drawers are like the wild west of wardrobes. There's no rhyme or reason to them. Anything goes. When you open that drawer every morning, you have no idea what to expect. But now that I've felt the buttery, soft comfort of MeUndies, my other pairs have got to go. Because MeUndies are all I reach for. I received the feel-free lace high-waisted brief from MeUndies, and I have to say, I love to sleep in a high-waisted brief, and I also like to wear briefs under dresses. And let me tell you a thing or two about these briefs. They were super comfortable. I love the fabric, and I feel like they will be the perfect accompaniment to a pair of pajamas or an extra large t-shirt. From all black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for every body. MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. And their Move Me activewear collection is the softest activewear on the market. MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all day wear. MeUndies uses sustainably sourced materials and works with partners that care for their workers. Not happy with your first pair of undies? It's on MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/sexy. That's MeUndies.com/sexy for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp? Or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered shower head. Dermatologists recommended this unique, 3-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Well, not to switch gears, but Diana will not be, she was not in attendance in person for the reunion. She's Skyped in or Zoomed in. Sorry. It was on Saturday.
Fucking bitch moves. Mm. I don't believe for a second that she has COVID.
I mean, I will say.
Also, if you have COVID at this point, sorry, you just go do your job. I know. I mean, that's like, we're all, like, most of us are doing that.
I mean, COVID apparently is on the rise again, so.
When is it not?
But like, I'm like, I will.
Everyone
I'm
just
carrying
is
on.
Doing.
I'm babbling on.
Babble on.
I'm babbling. Honey, I'm like, I will be.
That's not an excuse.
No, she's.
Not with these bitches. They've all had COVID like 17 times. Like, you can
she
go.
She literally had COVID like last month. She's going to.
I don't buy it. I don't buy it.
She's going to send me a cease and
desist. I know. She's about to. When she posted that Instagram of her lawsuit against the bots, I literally thought it was like a follow up from the cease and desist.
We were getting.
And my like stomach dropped. And I. But then thankfully, she's just suing
bots.
Entities, unknown entities.
That's the. That is actually kind of major in future that she, like that's the future is
paying,
suing or AI
paying someone to sue no one is you're rich
you're fucking wealthy and I almost am like that's the most iconic thing she's done all season
being like I'm gonna pay you $500 an hour to draft a lawsuit
against
no
air,
one
against static.
Against vibes
she's literally suing
these
the
vibes
element.
Yeah
she's suing like the fifth element, which
she's suing like an unknown dimension.
The fifth element is not Mila Jovovich, it's vibes.
It's just vibes. And Diana's coming for, she's snatching the vibes' wig.
She's like suing ghosts.
She is trying to like change energies. She's like, next she's going to like sue people's auras.
She's suing ghosts.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of cool.
It's cool. It's cunt.
Yeah. She's,
it's mother.
She's mother for that.
She's
mother for suing
us.
Bots. But anyway, I thought that was interesting. And I don't think it will happen, but I had like a delusional thought where I was like, maybe they'll mention Sup on the reunion somehow.
That would be cool.
Even if they're just name dropping.
We need it just one name drop. Come on, Bravo.
Come on, Bravo.
I'm looking Bravo right in the eye. I do
That's
hope. I do hope that she stays on for another season. I'm gonna be honest. I think that she's bringing a snake-like energy that we need.
I don't need to see her again.
Mm-hmm.
I look at her and I think, battle for your life.
Battle on.
On.
She
That's
literally
me.
We did battle for our lives.
That's gonna be me and Laura in prigione when we're sent to jail for speaking out against Diana. We're gonna be doing like choreo with everyone in prison going battle at the first co-ed prison for girls and gays. That's gossip. Battle on. Battle for your life.
We're gonna kill the prison talent show when we do our rendition of Babylon using only like found things.
No, we're gonna be like in the asylum doing like the name game from American Horror Story.
We would actually
We'd
like
slay.
Thank God this isn't, you know, the 1920s or something.
Oh no, we would
like,
have been.
You would have gotten. Well, you would have gotten like shock therapy for being gay.
Yeah.
You would have been outed at this point.
And
we would have been fake married because that would be the only way
to not be like jailed.
Yeah.
And you would be sent.
We'd be an act. We'd be a vaudeville act. We'd be fake married. You'd have your husband Simon secretly on the
My
side
secret.
That was just a friend, mm-hmm. like a single guy, like a bachelor,
a dapper bachelor. And
yeah.
You'd be, and me and you would be like. Ba, 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 ba.
And diet Ms. Jink.
No, you would have been paddy wagoned away for being an uncouth woman.
For being a vulgar woman.
For
and I would have just gotten shock therapy and thrown into the mental asylum.
For being a hysterical woman.
Yeah, they would have just found something because you know they love to lock women up and throw away the key, and then you would have gotten jailed for sodomy. Our lives and careers would have been ruined. Never would we see the stage of vaudeville again.
We'd be like in the like turn of the century Daily News.
Mm-hmm.
Vaudeville, famous vaudeville act.
Yeah, we'd get like framed for a murder or something.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Did you see anything good this weekend? Like horror movie wise? I want to see that movie Barbarian so bad. I heard it's incredible.
Which one is that?
Oh my God, it's this new movie that came out last week. They say it's like Bill Skarsgård is in it. They said it's truly insane.
Okay,
movie.
I'm ready to see that. There's a gay horror movie that's out that it's streaming, that I've had my eye on, and I'll probably pull the trigger this week. And it's like a body horror movie, but the lead characters, it's like a gay couple, and it's a gay going fucking crazy at like body horror psychological thriller.
Oh, is this about his mom?
I don't think so.
The hypochondriac thing.
Hypochondriac. Yeah. Yeah.
I saw a trailer for that.
That looks sick.
His mom is like Munchausen person or something. And he...
and then he's like a Munchausen. Or is
he's like,
he...
he's like, am I becoming my mom?
Yeah. It has every element that I crave in gay horror, which is gays and their mothers.
Cute couple.
The fear of AIDS manifesting. Yeah. Like,
gay, like, body horror is always derived of, like...
like, derived from, like, AIDS panic.
Yeah.
But that movie looks really good. And then I was recommended this movie by my friend Rob called Eden Lake, which is an older movie with Michael Fassbender that's supposedly fucking insane.
Scary?
Like, it's like Martyrs level of just like insanity.
Where is...
utter insanity.
Where is that guy? Big Dick Fassbender.
He's just dicking down Alicia Vikander, raising their baby together. Beautiful baby.
Do you think she Irma Vept for him a little?
Definitely. Wouldn't you? In that little velvet cat suit.
He is insane to me. Like, he's like real.
I know. I started watching Family Shore, Jersey Shore Family Vacation. Jersey Shore Family Vacation.
It's crazy.
Which is so good.
It's really good.
I'm like, I love watching it in conjunction with season one because it's a great, like, where are they now? Where did they come from? So much is going down.
Mike gets leave from...
poor Mike. Yeah, he like... pled guilty and like is basically awaiting sentencing.
Ron really twisted.
Is one of the darkest people ever to grace the screens of television and any reality program. Ron is like a dark soul. He's just cheated on his pregnant girlfriend.
Oh, and with
the French girl. Like, he went in the bathroom and Pauly D had to like get him out and be like, it's not worth a man.
He's like, we just kissed, and they were like, no, your cock was in her.
And then he's walking her to the car, and he's like, I wish I could have finished, but you know, like, how it is. And I'm like, yeah, you were like sucking and fucking in the bathroom.
And then
that girl was so hot. I was like, they literally upped it.
And then he and Snooki go on their like manic.
Is that when they go on a manic drinking
that
bender?
Might be the next episode, but he's like, Snooki, can we keep going and get weird? And she was like, yeah. And they like go and
Snooki's having some psychological breakdowns being away from her family and her little meatball kids.
She and JWoww together about their kids is really sweet.
I know.
And there's a moment where they literally fly home for 2 days to be with their kids and then come back.
That's so cute.
And I love Dina.
I love Dina. Honestly, Paul is what I call him.
Paul
Del Vecchio. It's so fucking rich. When they show his, like, lifestyle in Vegas, he has, like, 40 cars. He has, like, 60 motorcycles.
It's weird that Ronnie and him, like, don't see each other in Vegas.
Not that weird, because Ronnie's vibes are so bad. He's a liability.
Sam is not.
Sam's out of the mix.
It's weird.
What's crazy is that Ron and Sam dated for 7 years. They moved in together. A relationship that should have lasted a week tops.
It should have been a shoremance, and it turned into a...
it should have been a
decade
one
long
day. It should have been 24 hours of manic hookups leading to a huge fight that was like, we don't need to be together. Lasted for 7 years. Anyone listening,
get out.
Get the fuck out. If one thing happens that you're like, oh my God, like, I see the real side of this person, or it's bringing out something bad in me. And everyone has that one warning every single time.
Right.
Every relationship that I've had has had that like one warning moment. You got to get out of there.
Listen to the bell.
Do not drag it out. 7 years later.
And you don't even need to be shoved like Sammy is. Like, it can just be, I mean, leave too if that happens, obviously, but like, it can just be. If you have a moment in your gut, which it seemed like Sammy had pretty soon, where she was sort of pacing around being like, this isn't good.
Yeah.
Honor that and get the fuck out, because you don't want to be with someone like Ran Ran.
No.
And that poor woman that he
knocked up.
God, and she's cool.
She seems pretty cool. Paul has two kids.
Paul.
Does he have two babies from different ladies? Love that.
I think he has two daughters. He's a girl dad.
He's a girl dad.
They're set up.
Yeah. I'm like, have more kids. You can go fully, like.
They all have pretty good lives. I mean,
Snooki has she's made a really
rich.
Good living for herself.
She and JWoww both, because they've done that show together for 10 years.
They did the show, and then she has product lines. She has like a YouTube channel that's like.
They're wealthy. Mm-hmm. They're not like crazy rich.
They're not like Polly.
No, but they're like, to go from where they were to like being millionaires is pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that I think works for them is that they all live in like Tom's River in New Jersey.
Yeah.
Like they live in the suburbs. They're mm-hmm. not living in like LA beyond their means. Like they're just living in like nice McMansions in North Jersey.
Except Ron, who lives in Vegas.
Yeah.
He truly is like the scariest Vegas energy.
Vinny's annoying.
Vinny is annoying. He's Mike. On keto and just like everyone's trolling him for it.
Mike's
fiance. I love Mike. I love like Mike's journey. I'm happy that he like
that girl is great.
Got sober. He met a nice girl.
They were college sweethearts.
It's sweet.
Should we get into it?
Yeah, let's get into it.
I'm Carrie.
I'm Lara.
And you're listening to
Sexy
Unique
podcast.
Jersey Shore, bitch.
Whatever.
Truly reeling from being shoved, which she should be.
Reeling and healing from the shove.
I like that she, I mean, even though it didn't lead to anything positive, I like that she was like, you will not touch me again.
Well, then I'm sure he did.
And then he did, probably. Yeah.
Yeah. He like throws like someone's bed down a hall.
He's roiding out.
Mm-hmm.
Then they like weirdly make up and get into their like creepy, like
they do their little cyclical
natural born killers moment.
Yeah.
And then they confront every guy in the house being like, Sammy's like, did you say that everyone's annoyed that you're annoyed by me and Ron's relationship?
She goes, is there a problem with me and Ron? To like Mike and Polly. They don't give a shit.
Yeah. They're like, we're looking to get
like, we just want to fuck.
Yeah. Yeah. And she's like, and I do like that Ron and Sam called Snooki. Always call Snooki Schnooker.
Schnooker. Yeah. It's kind of disrespectful,
mm-hmm.
but it's also a cute nickname. Then she's like, Schnooker's wanted to have a family meeting, so let's like have a family meeting. Let's like, now you wanted to say it. What do you want to say?
And all of them are like, we don't know what you're talking about, which yeah. I feel like is a bit of a lie. I think that they all were bitching about Sam and Ron.
I'm sure they were, because they're the worst. Later on, when they're in bed together, like, Sam and Ron are talking and they both agree like everyone's just jealous of their relationship, which I was like, you couldn't find a less true take on this situation.
Well, also first they confront Snooki, who's wild and drunk when she comes home, and she's just like standing there basically with her hands behind her back like a preschooler. And she's like, did you say that everyone was making fun of us behind our backs? Or was it, she goes, well, might have been just me and Jen. But I'm sorry. And she's like, what do you want me to say about it? And she cries and runs off. And then, yeah, then they get into bed and their conclusion is that they're all jealous.
Everyone's jealous. And Sam goes, they're jealous because I'm with Ronnie and we have a good thing going. And I was like, you don't. And they're not. Like,
so, okay, this is where you really start seeing like the stirrings of like the coming schism between JWoww and Sammy, especially, but like
mm-hmm.
it becomes Sammy kind of versus the girls.
Well, JWoww is firmly team Ron, and maybe that's because they fucked like early on, allegedly.
But JWoww is also firmly team Schnooks.
Yeah. JWoww is team like live, laugh, love. And she just wants people to like party and be happy. And she sees that Ronnie, I think, already struggles with like his happiness levels. And then the last thing he needs is Sam riding his fucking dick all the time.
Well, Sam, as you see in the coming seasons, really like aligns herself with like the guys, which
she's a guy's girl.
No, girl. I mean,
can't trust him.
I won't speak on behalf of ladies everywhere, but I know for a fact that that's not a good look.
It's not girl power, but you're trying to prove something. I love Ron confronts Jenny the next morning.
I keep thinking he's calling her J-Lo.
And then she just denies having a problem altogether, which I love that she's just throwing Snooki completely under the bus. And she's like, no, I mean, I don't know what you're even talking about. Like, people said it was weird. Like, what? That's crazy.
But she also, in her confessional, is like, I'm glad Snooki said something.
Yeah.
And then I love Snooki wild-eyed in her blue contacts, wet hair from a shower, probably still wasted or on Adderall.
Definitely.
And just being like, I'm so sorry. I just want us all to party.
Because we only have 2 weeks left. I'm really like starting to love you guys. So I'm sorry.
She's in a place of, I thought we were going to party, party, party.
I feel Snooki's like terror at the thought of this month ending. Like it being the best month ever. And then her also knowing that it could all be over. Like
having no idea.
Having
what's
no idea the juggernaut. Like that she's about to embark on, but like that's such a real fear.
Imagine
like I've been there too, where it's like you have the best time with people and then it is over and you just like have to cry in the shower.
It's definitely like sit down in the shower and cry, but it's like, think about it, like these are just civilians who got plucked out of true obscurity and they, you know, they have this amazing month where like they're being filmed every, you know what I mean? They have people following them, or, and it's like, you, this could just be like a one-off thing.
And somehow it worked so well. Like they clicked so well with each other. Maybe because their interests were so aligned. Like it's not like the real world where they pick like lots of different people with like different affiliations, but it's truly just like,
it's like, it almost felt like divine, like, I know that's
this
like a heavy word.
In the stars.
No, I know that's like a heavy word for a reality show, but like.
No, I don't think so.
Like their chemistry is.
Off the charts.
It's off the charts. And they are just all essential. They're essential workers.
Mm-hmm.
And that woman who created the show.
Sally Ann Salzano.
She saw it.
She did.
Perfect casting. They gelled from the start.
She's a genius.
It wasn't like other shows where it takes like a few seasons for the crew really. It's like Potomac. They were immediately
off to the races.
Off to the races, and their chemistry was crazy with each other. It's like that kind of vibe where you're like, damn, this is history.
Pauly D is doing a special guest appearance at a club, which is just his humble beginnings to where he is now. May we all have that kind of come up.
I like that they're famous at Seaside already from being like everyone knows about them now. So he's already doing residencies. At like,
he's a hustler.
Joe's.
Joe's Crab Shack.
But Tanya, who Vinny's still hooking up with, who's like
Tanya.
Tanya's like
the cougar.
The MILF, who's like 30.
She's like 29 at most.
They're still she secured the spot for Paul.
They're making out. Snooki found a boy named Keith.
I wanna fuck Keith.
Just like he truly does not belong. She's like, he's like a farm boy.
He kind of had Jack Donahue vibes.
He did. Yeah, he was like, one of these things is not like the other. And I love like them walking and talking and sitting on a bench. And she goes, all I want is to have my own vet practice. That's all I want.
She goes, yeah, he's like Irish. And I don't know, it's kind of weird, but I'm into him.
I shouldn't be into this guy, but like, here I am. I'm into him.
And she goes, you hear her go, so do you own a farm? And he goes, I don't personally own a farm. Like, just like a little soundbite. And then they have this sweet little boardwalk jaunt.
Mm-hmm.
They go back to the house and he's just like really sexy. And
they're walking and talking. And Snooki has one point where she goes, I mean, I save animals. That's what I do. She should still become a vet. Like, I think she... the next phase of her career could be her having like a veterinary license, or I mean that might be like a tall order to go through vet school.
Or she could open a yak farm just like Jeffree Star and slaughter yaks.
Yeah, or she could have like a doggy daycare, like, or a chain of like dog daycare facilities.
She could do like Aw Fudge that Jessica Biel did, but for like rich women to bring their dogs.
Yeah.
And like just let, and that you
they can get groomed, they can get,
well, you get shit face.
Yeah.
She would kill it.
Oh my God, that's a great idea, Snooks. Meatballs. Please listen.
You can call it meatballs because your dogs are.
They are little meatballs. Sitch has found a girl named Paula who's blackout.
Okay.
And I love her. She's a good vibe.
She, I mean, she becomes like a main, one of the main characters.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, their relationship is dark and sweet, but also like, it's tragic.
I mean, he's just not in a place where he could be a stand-up guy to any woman that crosses his path.
What he does to Paula is fucked in the coming seasons.
Shit. Okay. I don't remember, but I don't want spoilers because I want to rediscover it.
Paula has Rachel getting married hair.
Paula is rocking a striped tube top that I really was like, your fashion.
And she's also, she has like jagged bob hair with streaks, like she is fully in a place of Tom Schwartz. She looks like Tom Schwartz.
She does have the vacant stare of Tom Schwartz.
No, sorry, Tom Sandoval streaks.
She has Tom Sandoval streaks and Tom Schwartz's blackout stare into the void. And they go back to the house and get in the hot tub
and they fuck.
Just, I don't know if they're really fucking because she was wearing shorts.
I think they fucked.
They might have grinded. Anyways, they're doing something sexual, like sucking each other's tongues in the hot tub. And
wait, back on the boardwalk, when Snooki's talking about being a vet, the guy goes, I praise you for that. Because she said,
he's supportive.
She said, I really want to help animals. And he goes, and I praise you for that. I'm like,
he goes, that's really great. There's not that many Guido vets. And she goes, I'm not a Guido. I'm a Guidette.
They should have gotten married. I don't like the guy she ended up with.
Gianni, so tiny. They're just the tiniest little couple.
Mike and Paula bang, and Vinny's watching with Doña.
Doña in the hammock.
Mike is turned on by that. Yeah. Mike is gay.
Mike and Paul, they just love to fuck around each other.
I think Paulie is straight.
That's like somewhere on the Kinsey's. You're not straight if you're fucking someone in the same room as your bro.
He's very triggered by Vinny, Mike. I think because Vinny's young and probably has a bigger dick than him.
Probably, yeah.
But Paul is like, Mike is like into being with a woman right after she was with one of his bros.
That's also a little gay.
That's, I think it's very gay.
It's again, like it's she's not a vessel. Like totally, it's the Kinsey slider.
No, you're
like,
not.
He's into
Sharon.
He will never touch a man. Like, he will never touch a man, like, in a romantic way. TBD if he'll even, like,
but
touch at all. But he will fuck in the same room. He'll also fuck a woman while looking at the back of a at the back of a man's head. And he will fuck a girl immediately after she's fucked a man.
You could argue
and that...
And that
is pretty gay.
You could argue that that might be...
It has shades of gay.
Gayer than gay.
It's incredibly homoerotic.
Mike is, but I think Mike is, I see him grappling with that instinct. Like, I think it tears him apart that he has that instinct of like.
Really? I don't think he questions it.
I think he does.
I don't think he thinks that it's gay.
I do.
Really?
I think he has like major, I see it in him. He has major, because that, especially
I
in
think
Atlantic,
a guy has sucked his dick.
Yeah.
Right?
Maybe. Or he's like jerked off with like a frat brother or something. But I see him in Atlantic City, especially his cruelty, especially towards women.
Mm-hmm.
It feels
self-hating homo energy.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
He's
I
like,
can see that.
I'm like, you're a faggot for that.
Yeah. When you're calling a girl,
when you're calling
a girl fat, you're a faggot. Yeah. And not the good kind.
No. The Azalea Banks.
Yeah. You're an F slur.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sitch and Paula wet humping in the hot tub while Tonya and Vinny lay in the hammock like 10 feet away. And then Snooks and Keith come back and Snooki goes, oh, baby girl, I don't want to interrupt. to Paula.
They get into bed and he's sort of just like,
first Paula, he leads her down the stairs and she straight up slips and falls down the stairs. I was like, you shouldn't fuck this girl.
No, that's
you like have to let her just like go to bed. Yeah.
Keith kind of tenderly tucks Snooki in and just like makes out with her like lip smacking way.
That was an erotic makeout that they had. Like the sexual chemistry. Yeah, it turned me on too.
She goes, Keith's a nice guy and he's gotta be clean.
Shows he's nice, he's hot, and that means he's got to be clean. I was like, that's not how STDs work, but I love that you think that. Mm-hmm. I was like, that's why STDs are so prevalent, because
of that.
Assume.
The next morning, when Paula's friend comes and is treacherously banging on the door,
I was scared.
I was scared, but I was so triggered of like being hungover, having your close friend like mad at you for something, and like. The banging on the door was so like violent, and like I was kind of like
them trying to come find you.
I was kind of like,
Paula should just hop out a window and move to another country, like never see her friends or family again.
So her friend comes, barges on, she bangs on the door like relentlessly until someone comes, and Paula apparently missed her first day of work at the tanning salon.
I was really triggered by this too.
I was so triggered.
I've had like like horrible drunken mornings where you just like miss a huge thing, or you just like, when Paula came back to the house, it's like 2 a.m. when they came back and like are walking up the stairs, haven't even gotten in the hot tub yet, and she goes, I just have to be up at 7 a.m. I was like, this is a setup for disaster. I've been there so many times where it's like late night and I'm like, I just have to be up by like 7:30, and those are famous last words. It's like noon by the time she's finally up.
I missed a first day of work because I was on ecstasy on a Sunday night. I literally missed the first day of work at Logo TV when I worked there.
I'm sweating.
And the person that was my like superior, who was a friend of mine and really great, he basically was like, I mean, he like covered for me kind of, but he was like,
You're a flop for that.
And I was like, yeah.
It's a major flop.
Like, to me, I still shudder about that because I'm just, like, I'm so, like, punctual now and, like...
Well, it's so stressful. It's, like, anxiety.
I missed my first day of work at a new job because I was, like, that is crazy behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And when Paula did that, I was like, oh, fuck. I've been there.
I know.
And her friend, I was also, like, though, to her friend, I was like, fuck you for that.
Yeah, you're such a hater right now.
She was like, your mom's, no one knows where you are. Your mom's worried sick. Your friends and family are all calling. I don't even see a car out front. I'm just like.
Paula goes, my car's at Comma. And I was like, oh, this is just getting worse and worse.
Yeah, what time is it? It's like 2 p.m.
It seems like it's at least 10 because she had to wake up at 7 to get to the thing. Damn. She's now missed a whole day. They're all still asleep. They probably went to sleep at like 3 or 4. So there's
There's like a missing persons alert for her. There's an Amber alert out.
Paula has to go home to like her entire family being pissed at her and her boss. Like she's.
And she fucked a guy in a hot tub on TV. Like, I'm sorry. Like, not that I'm not trying to slut, but like.
They had a good thing going. Like at this point, she might think that there's like hope for them yet. Like they might find love together.
No, I'm just talking about like, imagine being.
This is later on. This is like. 5 or 10 years later, Paula's the more things she will be ashamed about is fucking the situation in a hot tub.
No, I'm just thinking about like, imagine being that morning, missing your first day of work, and then having to go. Like, your family is probably freaking out. I'm sure you have a really caring, loving family, and then you go home and you're like, and they're like, what did you do last night? And I'm sure.
And
I'm
in your head, you're like remembering all the video cameras and you in the hot tub fucking a guy, and you're like, nothing. I just went out and then went home.
Not just any guy.
The situation.
But, and I'm sure like they're, I'm just imagining her family's probably not like open-minded about like.
Well, they're not going to love that.
No.
I think if my daughter came home from being missing after she missed her first day at work and I was like, where are you? And then I found out that she fucked a guy on TV, I'd be concerned.
This was also like. Clearly a friend who's had to do this before.
Yeah, and Paula's... I'm a little worried for Paula.
I'm worried for Paula, and
she's not making the best choices.
No, and she didn't even leave with any of her clothes.
I know, and I've also been there where you're just so fucked up and hungover that you're like, I can't even like look for clothes. Like, I'm just gonna walk barefoot. I'm like leaving as is.
And she just apparently ran out for one drink. Can you imagine?
She told her mom she was going out and not drinking. Going out for an hour and wouldn't be drinking, then disappeared the entire night, got shit-faced, fucked the situation in a hot tub, and missed her first day of work. That's...
intervention.
That's one for the AA meeting.
She also... this reminds me of on Below Deck, there was a charter guest, like, the main charter guest, who, like, was, like, the Zen yoga girl who, like, owns, like, a franchise of yoga studios in Australia, and she's American.
Mm-hmm.
And she's, like, burning, you know, that kind of vibe, but she's, like, sober. She said in her preference sheet. And then she is like, you know what? I'll have a drink.
She relapses. On...
and she relapses, and it's it was so chilling.
Did she get crazy?
She got weird. Damn. She and her brother got like naked together in a hot tub and like FaceTimed their dad together. And he was like, oh, am I little chilling? Like, am I little babies naked in a pool? And like, it wasn't like they didn't. Obviously, like,
no, yeah, but like,
but like, it was just like, it's behavior that
it's just not,
you don't want to be like,
you don't
want to
be relapsing
nude.
on reality TV, but though it is like the perfect setting to relapse,
yeah,
where you're like, this will just be fun, and like,
but
and then something weird happens,
yeah,
you like, get naked, like Leah McSweeney, when she just got naked and threw that tiki torch into the woods.
Who?
Leah McSweeney.
Oh,
when she was like, went on Roni and fully relapsed.
Yeah, that was dark.
Yeah, she, but remember when she bounced back.
Remember when she and Luann were like, basically like, let's relapse together?
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
Chic, c'est la vie.
Chic, c'est la vie. C'est bon.
C'est bon.
Yeah, Mike just doesn't even deal with the Paula of it all. He just gets in the shower immediately. And I was like, ugh, that's like such a dick move too.
But then they go to the crew heads to one of my favorite places in the fucking world. Atlantic City!
Wait, also, Mike's only 27.
I know.
That.
Shocking.
Tanning ages you.
Tan mom.
He's tan mom vibes.
Vinny also loves to drag Paul and Mike for being old. He'll be like, well, you know, they're almost 30. She's really old. And then Mike will be like, yeah.
Sammy, well, they go out later that night.
Right, right.
Go out again. Just do it all over again. Sammy has her little coach bag in the club looking for Ron. And I was like, this is an iconic, like, little coach bag, just like searching high and low for Ron. I was like, nothing good can come of this. And I love also that Melissa, Mike's sister, is out with them.
Her little swoop bang.
Mm-hmm.
Sammy's talking to some guy and he's like, I live in Red Bank. And Sammy's like, yeah, I work there. And I was like, damn.
This is a real Jersey moment.
I've been to Red Bank. I've been out at a club in Red Bank.
Love that. What club?
It was like some red, it was with an ex who was from around there.
Sam's looking for Ron. Then Sitch sees Ron talking to a couple girls outside and he decides to start some drama. And he goes.
He tattles.
He's like, oh, I think he's right over there. I think he's over there talking to that girl. And sure enough, like Ron's like throwing ice at a girl, which is like. In Sam's mind, you're dead to me for that.
If you're throwing ice at a girl, it's basically the equivalent of having a child with another person.
You've rimmed her, and then you impregnated her, and you're now raising a baby together.
You have a second family.
All behind your girlfriend's back.
With her little coach purse.
With her coach purse, the
betrayal.
That she
got on, like, Canal Street.
And so she walks up to him and gets him away, and she's like, were you talking to that girl? Like, what was going on? You were talking to her. And he was like, no.
No.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Polly starts talking to this girl, Danielle, who I remembered is my hero.
Danielle is...
a nice Jewish girl.
She's an Israeli. They're
a nice, intense Israeli Jewish girl.
A very intense Israeli woman who's just visiting, who literally lives in Jerusalem, I think.
I love, though, when Polly's like spitting game at her and he's like, what's your name? Danielle? He goes, Danielle Del Vecchio. That'll be your name when we get married. I was like, I would just unzip right there. I'm like, panty dropper line.
Well, first she says, he says like, she's like, yeah, I got to go back to Israel soon. And she's like, she has an accent. And mm-hmm. he goes, yeah, he's like, that'd be fun to go there. And she goes, come with me. I mean it.
She goes, you should come visit. And he goes, I can't. I don't think they'd like me there. I'm Catholic. And I was like, I don't think we're...
No, but in this moment, I'm like, this woman is trying to convert him.
Yeah.
She's serious.
Yeah.
No, she's like,
I'm well, like... I think she's also like, I can't have sex until marriage. So like, I'm now looking for a husband.
But this is like, I'm like, this is... this is...
This is culture clashing. This is religions clashing. This is like
everything.
A larger cultural conversation that they're having and acting out.
She's like, no, you come now. You meet my family.
You come and meet my family. You will love it there. Israel is beautiful.
It's beautiful. It's amazing. And he's like,
I don't think they like me.
I don't think they like me.
And I'm then Catholic.
He brings her home. And she's like, we are not having sex.
She's like, I cannot have sex until marriage.
In his face.
He was like.
And then you see this moment where. They kiss each other goodbye, and you see their silhouettes.
That was a gorgeous shot. Was. I noted that. I was like, this cinematographer came to work today.
Danielle's funny, but she's very intense.
She gets more.
She takes it to a place of like,
yeah, a little
fatal attraction.
Yeah. Vinny is hanging with Melissa and like flirting at the club. And then Tonya comes over, and then he leaves Melissa to hang with Tonya.
Mike is not happy.
No, but then later in the night, Melissa slips into his bed, and they, like, hook up.
Mike is, the one time he's cute is when he's with his sister.
And Vinny is like...
They sleep in the same bed, because he's, like, wants to keep her safe.
He was like, well, I also love when she's like, I'll just sleep in your bed. And he was like, I'll sleep in Sam's bed. He's like, I'll sleep. And I was like, he's a good brother.
He is. And then she gets up when Mike, the minute Mike passes out, she slithers away into
Vinny's arms. And I was like, they're having a hot makeout.
They are.
Yeah. I was like, I'm excited for them to have sex.
I'm obsessed with her face and her bang.
I'm obsessed with her teeny little Louis Vuitton.
I know they love, that was a moment in like the late 2000s.
I know. And it's now coming back.
I know.
All the Gen Z girlies are doing it. But I was like, where were you? You were never boots on the ground when this shit was popping the fuck off.
They were three.
Yeah. It was like, we're mother to you.
But they will never admit that.
They'll never understand.
They'll make fun of us.
They'll never understand what it was like to first experience every girl having their little mini bag.
I wanted one.
That was my era of buying like fake Louis Vuitton from like someone's house in Oklahoma City. Someone would set up a showroom like in her living room, and
that's
you'd
MLM.
Go to a woman's house, and you'd like, I bought like fake Chanel like crystal earrings.
Isn't that illegal?
Yeah.
You were fully like, it's like the black market of.
It was a black market. Like, and this shit wasn't cheap. Like, she was selling like Louis Vuitton handbags for like $200.
And they were fake.
Yeah. I bought like a Louis Vuitton wallet for like $150. I was like, this is everything.
I love that. Is like, you should write about. Like a scene in that, in like some kind of movie, just going to like some like Oklahoma development home and like
it was like a suburban block where you'd go in this woman's house and you would peruse, like in her house was set up like a little shop with like frilly tables.
Was she like, hi there, darling?
Yeah, she's like, whatever, you just let me know, let you know the price.
Just let me know.
And that I bought like so much fake stuff from her.
Does she smoke cigs?
No. It was like very like sweet inside suburb vibes.
It's the gifting tables.
It was a gifting table. It was really
that, but the whatever, the murder on Sandy Beach or whatever.
It was such a moment. And then like a few years later, after I like moved past a need for fake things and moved into like a need for real things, for one Christmas, my stepmom went and got me like a fake, like a big fake Louis Vuitton purse. And
fake, I was like, bitch. But in the best way.
Yeah.
Then
the crew
heads to Atlantic City.
Yeah, the crew heads to Atlantic City.
Which I have to tell you.
They're all packing. What? Have you been to AC? You have.
Too many times.
Mm-hmm.
I used to go a lot. My friends and I would go. My friends from home would go. My friends from college. We had... treacherous night. You only have the roads are treacherous.
I imagine
it is. It's not even like in Vegas, it's like my threshold is 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
In Atlantic City, 12 hours. You are in.
It seems in and out.
It's a flea at 7 a.m. Mm-hmm. Like, I've been many a time where, like, we just, my friend, one of my friends would just get up and be like, we have to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
And we would get in the car and just floor it up the AC expressway back to Haddonfield. It would take 40 minutes.
Oh my God. That's so, like, my friend, that's the best drive.
Yeah.
Time.
My friend, one of my best friends, Tommy, who drove so fast and so efficiently, he was always like up first somehow. And he was like, I'm going now. So you guys, you can either come with me or you go later. And if you went with him, you got to be back and sitting on a couch drinking Diet Coke at 9 a.m.
That's great. Mm-hmm. It's so essential to leave as soon as humanly possible.
I've been to Atlantic City before. One of my friends fell and broke his foot. Mm. Chasing after a drunk friend who was running into the road. I've been to Murmur Mondays at the Borgata. I've been...
Oh, I don't like the sound of that.
On Vyvanse in a casino, seeing Andy Dick. And then... Trying to get him to relapse, asking if he wanted to party with us, him telling us, no, I don't drink or do
Wait,
drugs.
Wait, you approached Andy?
Yeah. my friends and I heard.
Oh, he wasn't performing?
He was walking through the casino with a crew, and my friends, someone said, look, there's Andy Dick. I was with four of my friends. Three of us left, and one of our friends, we left her at the bar alone, and we ran after Andy Dick, and we went up to him, and we were like, hey, man, do you want to party with us? And he was like, no, I'm sober. And we were like, oh, okay, well, if you want to party with us, like, we introduced ourselves, and he was like, great, leave me alone.
Well, you found him at the wrong time. So
yeah, I think any other time he would have been like, I have this light bulb full of crack. Let's go do it. But in that moment, he was off the sauce. So then we proceeded to go to the concierge and we said, do you know what room Andy Dick is in? And they were like, no. And
we
would not tell you. And we said, can you call up to his room and leave a message for him that it's us and we are looking for him to party? And they were like, we'll tell him. And then we came back to our friend who was still at the bar, because there's always like one of those weird little sidebars. And she was crying into the arms of a man.
Because you left her?
And there was one time where we went where we were all doing things. Mm-hmm. And we made a rule that no one was allowed to look at themselves in the mirror.
Why, were you on mushrooms?
No, we were...
On Molly? What were you on?
Just blow.
2CB? Oh.
But we were like so like...
Yeah.
It's just a crazy
place. You had to
place.
Take the mirror out of it.
One time we all went and we paid for... Sorry, I'm telling you all these
stories. No, I love it.
We paid for buckets of beers with coins. Multiple coins. The bartenders
rolls of
hated
quarters.
Us. Yeah.
Wow.
Anyway.
Back when you could freely just roll with hundreds of dollars worth of quarters.
Atlantic City is a sick place.
It seems sick. I love that they can smoke in their hotel room. Ugh. I love that they're smoking in every corner of their hotel suite.
Yeah.
Like in the bathroom, there will be three people with a cig going. Mm-hmm. There will be someone by the window. Like it is just cig central.
And they're not... They're not like the greatest suite. It's like still when...
It's like two adjoining rooms.
It's still when Jersey Shore was budget.
But I was a little bit shocked that they were even factored in a budget for them to go to Atlantic City and have those hotel rooms and go out to that dinner.
I think my thought was that as the show was filming, they were like looking at dailies and just being like, this is going to be big.
Yeah.
So they were like, we have to ensure that they are.
And maybe it'll be like, we'll get a discount if we advertise it, say it's going to be on MTV.
But like, I think they were just like, we have to like up the stakes mid filming because they realized what stars everyone was.
Snooki says she's popping her AC cherry because she's never been. And I was like, God, you really are in for a treat.
I mean, this is a joy to a lot of them. This is like, Jersey's like the, apparently Jersey is like.
Jersey runs on
a pilgrimage.
Yeah.
Ron
is dark energy from the jump. The way he's passed out on a couch is also just like when you're so partied out. Like, I know that vibe of a guy that just, it's like, doesn't even look comfortable.
No, you like pass out with like your face like smushed into the corner of a shitty couch that smells like cigs.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone takes a disco nap and Snooki's
walking around. She's like, meh.
She's I like, love when the potty.
I love Snooki being like, meh all the time.
Then she proceeds to just take a bath. A big bubble bath.
Huge bubble bath alone with the cameras, which I was like, this is star power.
She is. And they're columns.
She lured everyone in and made huge bubbles and drank like a champagne glass of red wine in the bubble bath.
And she's hiccuping and just going, and she, you don't really know
she's
what she's
vamping and like having fun with the camera crew.
You don't really know what she's saying.
No, she's just kind of babbling to herself.
She's going, meh. And then she goes,
she's baby.
She's like, love the bubbles. And like, She goes,
hey.
She
makes a hole in it and she's like, hey, everyone. I was like, this woman was born to do this.
She
job. Does.
She puts like a little, it's like a tree hole or something. And she goes, hey. She's the way she speaks, it's like this kind of muted, like, hey.
She's so cute.
She gets, but she's blackout.
Yeah.
And then everyone wakes up and gets ready, and Mike is taking a really long time and it's pissing everyone off.
Mm-hmm. And they all sit down for dinner, and Ronnie kind of starts like making fun of guys' outfits, and all the guys are talking shit to each other and they're giving each other. They're taking the piss. And everyone's like kind of clowning on Mike. And then
he's feeling fragile.
He's feeling really fragile. And Snooki says something to him. I can't even remember what. But then she's like, can someone pass the rolls? And he goes, I think you have two already.
So in this moment, Mike is feeling, he's feeling his repressed, his latent gayness.
Everyone's making fun of his shirts. And then he's thinking about that one time that he like,
so, looked at a guy from
looked
the
at
back
the guy
of the
while
head.
He was getting his like dick rode in the hot tub. And he's thinking, like, maybe I am a little bit gay.
And then he has a bunch of guys making fun of him for taking a while in the bathroom.
And then Snooki, gay icon, true ally to all these queers, says, like, some comment that's harmless.
And he's like, you're fat.
Yeah.
And so that obviously, understandably, sends Snooki into a spiral because she's
struggled
with...
Snooki goes full down the spiral.
She's in a place of my body.
Ronnie goes... How are you going to do that? Embarrassing a female at dinner?
He loves to say a female.
He loves taking it to, like, female.
JWoww goes, wow. She goes, wow. That comment deserves you to get punched in the face. Wow.
And you know she's going to follow through on that.
So Snooki goes to the bathroom or, like, a corner of some hallway with...
Snooki goes to, like, sit at a high top in an unclear location
with
and
J-Well.
Smoke cigs and drink her drink. And she's like, no, that's just like fucked up. Like I had eating issues. Like I was like 70 pounds. She goes, I had to go to therapy about it.
She's like, literally just got over it last year.
So Snooki's been battling.
And overcome, apparently.
And overcome like a horrific bout of anorexia only to interface with the situation and be sent right back down that same spiral.
It.
Well, yeah.
But this is where I'm like, you're a gay bitch because you're so angry and so self-loathing and you're so triggered at, you're so ruffled by even the slightest like hint of your fragility or like prissiness.
That you have to body shame like a beloved
lady.
Yeah.
You're rude.
Mm-hmm.
You're a hater. And thankfully everyone calls
everyone
him on
agrees.
It. Everyone's like, fuck you, Mike.
And he immediately looks really, like, insecure. He knows he fucked up. Like, I saw him, like, clocking everyone and clocking the camera. And I, in the immediate aftermath of Rollgate, and I was like, he knows that he fucked up.
Please, he's, not to take it to a place of, I mean, I have a sister, but he's got a sister.
I know.
He's rude. And then...
JWoww comforting Snooki and, like, rubbing her eye makeup off with her, like, black French tip manicure. I was like, that's us.
And a cig in one hand.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go, Mike, that was so wrong. He goes, I know it was wrong. I'm like, he's struggling.
He's having a hard time.
So he immediately apologizes to Snooks.
I love Snooki going, I had to go to therapy. It was really serious. I had to go to therapy.
I had to go to therapy. He goes, I'm really sorry. Yeah, she's a little too forgiving.
His apology is not as heartfelt as I want it to be.
No. And Snooki knows.
Mm-hmm.
She's kind of
going to have her defenses up for a while.
Snooki, until they get older, and like, I think Snooki, when she becomes like a, like, I think she just goes through like so many changes from like the fame and like starting a family that she doesn't let shit bother her like that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the moment that she really writes Mike off
yeah.
for the rest of the series.
Yeah.
Like, they might have, like, their, like, closeness and everything, but like there's
I think they even really come to blows like in later
they
seasons.
Fight.
Yeah.
She fights him.
Mm-hmm.
She calls him a faggot.
I love that. Yeah, that clip.
Faggot.
Faggot. Snooki and JWoww, they go out to the Providence.
Okay, sorry to interrupt you, but that like atrium they're in that looks like a weird mm-hmm. like Italy kind
yeah.
of.
Yeah, I was getting taken back to a place of the Venetian.
But it's like low rent
yeah.
Venetian. Listen.
It's incandescent lighting in the Venetian.
And they party there and it's like, oh, it's just like.
They get there at midnight and stay until 4.
No, they stay till like 6.
No, it closes at 5, but like Ron and Sam are the first to leave, obviously.
At 4.
But at 4.
They go, yeah, we're going in. We're packing it in early. I'm like.
I was like, oh my God, I'm tired.
And then.
Snooki dancing, her and JWoww dancing on like a banquette. And mm-hmm. then Snooki just falls over. And she's, ah, and then falls over and then just gets up and starts fist pumping yeah. again. I was like, God, she's so fucking cool.
It's so dark in that club. Vinny makes out with a girl and then Mike. Wants to taste Vinny's
spit.
Mouth, so he makes out with her.
Vinny's in fedora mode at Providence.
He is.
I love them being like, did your mom pick that outfit out for you? Because he's like never worn a collared shirt.
She's
like,
did.
Shut up. Yeah. Yeah, she definitely did.
That's also AC's square-toed shoes, big button-downs, and boot-cut jeans.
That's a lot for me. That truly is like the least fuckable energy.
It's horrible.
But I think if you're a woman and you're pulling like a boot cut and a square toe and a button down, you're very fuckable. But no one is fuckable in a fedora.
No. Mike
says, then I had to pull a robbery.
And then Vinny's like, dude, have fun with my sloppy seconds, dude. I'm like, but I'm also like, okay, you just kissed her. It's not like.
Yeah. Also, I think sloppy seconds is so rude.
It's disgusting.
It's actually disgusting. It offends me. And I'm someone also that will talk about cum till the fucking sun sets. But
Vinny's a rude
sloppy
ass.
Seconds is like a disgusting thing to say about anyone.
Vinny's a hater.
He's really rude.
And he's actually like deeply misogynistic.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's the mama's boy thing. Because Mother he is Madonna whore. Mm-hmm. Issues. And this chick is really hot too that they're both hooking up with, and I was like, you're better than this.
She's powerful.
She's so hot. She's like in her little skirt. I was like, damn.
Everyone leaves really except like the few stragglers, and JWoww is so drunk that she can't really like speak.
She goes, I'm gonna get sick.
She pukes
hardcore in the bathroom, and then you just hear a bathroom attendant going, do you want some mouthwash? And her like chugging mouthwash.
I've been there.
I was like, oof.
And then she's basically like wants Mike to take her home, mm-hmm. like take her upstairs to put her to bed. And Mike is like, I'm busy at Providence with my lady. And
Paul is also there. I think Paul and Mike are the last one. Paul, Mike, and Vinny are maybe the last guys in the club. But for some reason, she needs Mike to take her. I think she was trying to get him away so she could just punch him in the face.
Yeah.
I don't think she really wanted to be taken. I think she was just trying to, like, fight him.
Well, they get upstairs and she gets taken out of the club.
She smacks him in the side of the head and then he has her kicked out of the club.
Rude.
And then it's fucking over because she goes barreling into Sam and Ron's room, which I was like, oh my God, to have finally laid down at, like, 4. I looked at their alarm clock and it said 4:43 a.m., to like be laying down, think you're going to sleep, and then drunk JWoww barges in and starts screaming about Mike and how you're going to kick his ass. I was like, there's no respite.
Damn.
And then everyone leaves. Snooki's still at the club.
So he's making out with this guy.
She's making out with a guy who's on his phone talking to someone while he makes out with her. And then they're sitting on a stairwell and she just lays down with him.
And her legs.
Still like on his phone.
Her legs fly into the air.
And then everyone's like, no, no, no. And just grab her and walk her away.
And she goes, meh.
Meh. And they get back upstairs. And then Vinny is all, this is gay too on Vinny's part. Because he goes, how do I taste? How do I taste? Which I was like, whoa, that's homo.
Yeah. They're all like, gay.
Like, let's describe. Like, wow. My dream is to have two guys like, yelling, how do I taste? And then them describing how the other one tastes to each other.
But then Mike, immediately, his gay panic is just like, sound the alarms.
What does he say? He seemed more chill about it.
But it's boiling. It's like simmering.
He was like, you taste good.
You taste good, man. And then it's
gearing
up.
Jenny. She comes fist swinging for one Mike. She tries to get him and then he like bear hugs her from behind and like tries to like disable her attack. And then like releases her. Then Vinny's holding her back, but she just gets one Stassi like backhand in, hits him right in the mouth.
She's like Christian Bale in The Fighter.
She really is.
She
cannot be stopped.
She's like someone that works. She's like my great grandfather who was a union at the docks in Camden and was.
She's Marlon Brando.
Was a sparring partner for like professional boxers.
Yeah, that's JWoww.
It's JWoww in this moment.
This is the big AC fight, the big AC showdown. As soon as she hits him in the mouth, you see the hotel room door open and the whole crew like,
oh, yeah.
comes in
they
to
know.
Try and split them up.
Can you imagine? It's 6 a.m. almost.
I was like, God bless these crew members. They've been up all day.
They're
filming.
Exhausted.
Like,
in a smoky
no
ass.
One does this anymore where they film deep into the night.
No.
They stop doing that like on Vanderpump and
so
stuff.
Annoying.
And like, it's really annoying because that's when the juiciest stuff goes down.
Rude.
But these people put in the work. I wrote, she's the hurricane.
She is. Well,
here comes the story of the hurricane. That's JWoww.
Meet me tonight in Atlantic City. Well, we'll be back next week
with more Jersey Shore.
Meet us back here on the shore.
Yeah.
Buy tickets to our New York show, October 15th at the Bowery Ballroom. Tickets are on sale now.
You can go to the link in our bios. We're linked out everywhere. You can't miss it. It's going to be the show of the century.
So get on it.
And with that, bye.
Sexy Unique Podcast is created and hosted by me, Lara Marie Shane Halls. This episode was co-hosted by the one and only Carrie O'Donnell. This episode was edited by Ness Smith-Savadoff. If you like what you heard today, please be sure to subscribe to Sexy Unique Podcast on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you're craving more sup and just can't get enough and want access to things like bonus episodes, tons of premium content, as well as ad-free episodes of the pod, consider supporting the podcast on Patreon. You can find out more at patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast.